This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat this morning and met those injured in the Air India plane crash, which claimed the lives of 241 people. Later in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the country is devastated by the air tragedy in Ahmedabad. He said the loss of so many lives in such a sudden and heartbreaking manner is beyond words. The Prime Minister also met the lone survivor of the crash, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is a British national of Indian origin and is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital. Later, Mr. Ramesh shared the devastating experience with Prasar Bharati correspondent.
वो मेरे नजरों के सब सामने हुआ था मेरे खुद को भी बिलीव नहीं होता कि मैं कैसे उसमें से जिंदा बाहर निकला क्योंकि थोड़ा टाइम के लिए के तो मेरे को लगा था कि मैं भी मरने वाला हूं लेकिन जब मेरी आंख खुली मैं देखा ना तो मैं जिंदा हूं तो मैंने ट्राई किया मेरी सीट बेल्ट निकाला और जहां से निकल सकते वहां से मैं निकल गया वहां से मेरे नजरों के सामने एयर होस्टल और दूसरे आंटी अंकल सभी उसमें मिस हो गए थे सभी जब टेक ऑफ हुआ ना तो सडनली 5-10 सेकंड कैसे लगा जैसे स्टक हो गया वो बाद में प्लेन में लाइट ऑन हो गई ग्रीन और व्हाइट बाद में वो प्लेन टेक ऑफ ज्यादा करने के लिए वो रेस दिया होगा ऐसा कुछ और सीधा स्पीड में ही घुस गया मैं जहां लैंड हुआ था ना नीचे की साइड थी वहाँ थोड़ा पेस भी था प्लेन के जब बाहर तो जैसे मेरा डोर टूटा ना तो मैंने देखा ना जब सामने कि थोड़ा इधर पेस है मैं ट्राई कर सकता हूँ निकलने के लिए तो फिर मैं निकल गया उधर वो बिल्डिंग का वो था ना दीवार तो उधर से कोई शायद नहीं निकल सका होगा क्योंकि उधर ही क्रैश हुआ था मैं जो जहाँ था वहीं थोड़ा पेस था फिर भी मेरे पता नहीं मैं कैसे बसा हूँ जब आग लगी ना मेरा लेफ्ट हैंड भी जल गया थोड़ा फिर एम्बुलेंस मेरे को उठा लेके इधर आया हॉस्पिटल में.
Mr. Modi also visited the plane crash site and said the scene of devastation is saddening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his thoughts remain with those who lost their loved ones in this unimaginable tragedy. Later, Mr. Modi held a review meeting in Ahmedabad. He also met the family members of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who lost his life in the tragedy. Our correspondent reports that identified bodies from the plane crash are being handed over to their relatives after post-mortem. So far, 7 bodies have been handed over to the family members. Meanwhile, Civil Hospital Superintendent Dr. Rakesh Joshi said 32 people are currently undergoing treatment in the hospital. Except for a few doctors who have suffered severe burns, everyone is stable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today condoled the passing of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who tragically lost his life in the recent Ahmedabad air disaster. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he worked together with Vijay Rupani shoulder to shoulder, including during some of the most challenging times. He highlighted Rupani's distinguished career, recalling his contributions across various roles, including his tenure in the Rajkot Municipal Corporation, as Rajya Sabha MP, Gujarat BJP President, and as a cabinet minister in the state government. The Prime Minister said he was humble and hard-working, firmly committed to the party's ideology. Israel's military launched a wave of strikes on Iran early this morning, targeting key nuclear facilities. According to Iran's Tasnim State News Agency, the assault also hit residential areas, injuring at least 50 people. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that the military operation will continue as long as necessary. In response, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned Israel of severe punishment. Israel's military said Iran fired about 100 drones towards its territory, many of which were intercepted. India has expressed concern at recent developments between Iran and Israel and urged both sides to avoid any escalatory steps. It has said Iran and Israel to utilize existing channels of dialogue and diplomacy for de-escalation of the situation and resolving underlying issues. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended on a weak note, weighed down by escalating geopolitical tensions and a broad-based sell-off across most sectors. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex shed 573 points or 0.7% to close at 81,119. In cricket, Australia have been bundled out on 207 against South Africa in the finals of the World Test Championship at Lord's. Stark and Hazelwood added a match-defining 59 run and revived Australia after a disastrous start in their second innings. From being 8 wickets down on 134, they have managed 207 to add to their 74-run first innings lead. South Africa will need 282 runs to win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.